It gives me great pleasure to present before you our work that we have done on development of cotton cosmetic pads and cotton bed sheets. The title of our presentation is Hydro-Entangled High Quality Cotton Developments. It is with great pleasure I want you to know that we have created such collaboration with university people, industry people, and USDA, as a result of which we have produced excellent products that I will be describing to you. We conceived the idea, we planned the idea, and then experimented, and what we are going to show you is the work that was done 4 years back, and we have been trying to summarize that work in front of you. We had an idea that we develop cotton. You can hear me. Am I right? You can hear me. Okay. We had an idea to develop cosmetic pads, but we put our conditions that our cosmetic pads should be better than conventionally obtained pads in supermarkets. They should be cheaper than obtained in conventional markets. They should be quality-wise far superior and cost-wise much lower. How did we do that? We began with our raw material. You can see number one N. Number one stands for 50% bleached cotton, American cotton, which is around one inch in staple length. It could be slightly less. But we combined it with Comburn oil. Cotton Comburn oil is Comber West, and that staple length is 7 millimeter to 14 millimeter length, so we economized. That Comber West could not be used in any other fashion other than what we have done. You see on your left-hand side one N and then one NH. Sample one was needle punch. We took 1,500 to 2,000 meter worth of cotton blend, as I have put before you, and that we carded and we created light needle punching. So light needle punching is no, that sample we abbreviated as 1N. But the idea of needle punching was not to do needle punching, but what we wanted is to really carry out spun lacing or hydro entanglement. But hydro entanglement unit was in Germany. What we wanted is lightly needle punch web so that shipping can be done easily and shipment can be afforded by light entanglement so that the fibers don't fall out. Welcome, kindly join. One NH stands for after needle punching, we have done hydro entanglement. And likewise, we have done for 2N and 2NH. 2N has man-made fiber, or we have got manufactured fiber. We incorporated 20% of tensile in it, and it's a beautiful fiber. It's silky, it's soft, and it's luxurious. By incorporating that, we were able to produce premium quality needle punch, premium quality hydro entangled or spun laced cosmetic pads. So first two samples I have got here, they are for cosmetic pads, and those of you who have time, they can come here and see that these are the cosmetic pads. And like I told you, we wanted to qualify in such a way that our cost must come down. That's why we use low cost, but we incorporated manufactured fiber. We found out that by incorporating manufactured fiber, we were able to produce such products that we could not produce with 100% cotton alone. And that is the beauty of it. And we found that our cosmetic pad products were having excellent age seal. At the bottom, you can read that cosmetic pad of 2NH is loftier, softer, with better edge seal. Edge seal means when we take the tape of the cotton and when it produces cosmetic pairs of rounds, etc., the round that we take out is not delaminating. Suppose a lady is using it on her face, no fiber will come out on the face, and there is a great stability. And we send our tape of cotton spun lace to Switzerland, and they cut this, and we have got the tape as well as the samples. We also wanted to economize on target weight. Conventional cosmetic pads were surveyed in USA, and they were on the range of 250 grams per square meter. So we cut down straight away, and we targeted at 220 grams. Thereby, we save on the cost. Likewise, we also planned on bed sheets. On bed sheets, planning ran for three items. We wanted to incorporate economical cotton that we have mentioned, the bleached cotton, American cotton, along with short cumbernoil. But in that, we, in sample number three, bed sheet, we incorporated bicomponent fiber. Bicomponent fiber is that of polyester polyethylene. Polyethylene is sheet, and polyethylene will melt, and what will be left is polyester. So BICO will have double bonding when the thermal, when the spun laced material will go through spun lacing, where after hydro entanglement, it will be dewatered, and after dewatering, when it will go into drying, the drying that takes place for hydro entangled material will also do the thermal bonding of BICO. Here also we economized. Bed sheets available conventionally are 120 grams per square meter. We targeted at 90 grams per square meter. On sample number, I have got all these bed sheets here. On sample number four, what we did is to use the same combination that we found bleached cotton and bleached cumbernoil, and that we blended with 35% of tensile. Tensile is silky and very strong fiber, and it imparted silky hand to our bedsheet. And then we went for unbleached, mechanically clean gray cotton and blended with 35% tensile. And to our great pleasure, that on hydro entangling, that unbleached cotton was also cleaned out, and the bedsheet that we produced of 90 grams per square meter was absorbent. The summary of our findings are written in the bottom, saying 3NH means the one that has got BICO was the strongest, because we had double bonding, one bonding due to hydro entanglement, another bonding due to thermal bonding of BICO. 4NH is soft and silky. 5NH, really it should be 5NH here, that is my typo, absorbent and most economical. These are all samples available here. Now, basically, we have done this, and then we wanted to check out how our bedsheets were. So what we did is to went out and buy from Martha Stewart commercially available bedsheet. It's a mercerized supreme quality bedsheet we took, and we have that bedsheet here, and we carried out home laundry washing, and we then compared how our bedsheet behaved against commercial bedsheet, and then we determine how our bedsheets have limited life. Basically, this is the whole thing, and I will try to run through a little faster because we must stay in time. The webs of bleached and gray blend cotton were lightly needle punched with a view for shipment. We had idea to produce high quality cosmetic pads and limited life bedsheets. We produce limited life bedsheets bleached from bleached cotton, economical, and we produce from gray cotton. Blends, I would repeat this statement, blends produce product quality that cotton alone cannot produce. Another fundamental we found out by blending and working, that blending manufactured fiber with cotton improves the cotton processing. Processing of cotton on conventional lines as well as on carding and needle punching and spun lacing is greatly facilitated by incorporation of manufactured fiber, and the webs that have gone through needle punching that had created holes, etc., we found that the subsequent spun lacing tries to redistribute the fibers in the web and create a better uniformity, and we shall be showing you the data. Basically, we must go here that wash test. Wash test of spun lace bedsheets was carried out of all three types that I mentioned along with conventional bedsheet, and we found from our data that our bedsheets have limited life. What is a limited life? Limited life means not disposable. Disposable means we use one time and dispose it. Limited life means we can wash and use. But it's not totally durable. That's why we put down that our bedsheets have durable, greater than limited life is greater than disposable. We all know that in spun lacing, what is happening? In spun lacing, fine, high-speed jets of high-energy water needles the fiber web. In so doing, the fibers rotate around and curl and entangle and interface and create a knot. Spun lace products are highly engineered with high quality, and we find that the product quality is much superior to that we observe in conventional woven and non-woven products. This is the well-known Fleischner line. What we have done is to supply this lightly needle punch web on initial pre-wetting. Air is removed, and you can see that loftiness is greatly reduced, and light bonding occurs, and that light bonded can go through another two or three entanglement, hydro-entanglement processes. We may repeat whatever we told so that we can never forget. We created economical, high-quality spunlace products, cosmetic pairs, and limited bed sheets, and we use man-made fiber, namely lyocell and thermal bonding BICO. In USA, supermarket stores do not carry spunlace products. Spunlace cosmetic pads are available in Europe, but not in USA. So spunlace cosmetic pads and limited life bedsheet will be novel introduction to United States. We carried out, as I told you, needle punching with Legrand in Greenville, and they have excellent facility, and Nilo looms were used over there, and light needle punching was done, and subsequently night needle punch 1500 to 2000 meter rolls were sent to Germany, and that's where we carried out spun lacing. Thus we obtained 10 webs, as we discussed before, 5 for needle punch for, and 5, the same webs spun laced. What is Aquajet? In Aquajet, we have pre-needling and then 3-step hydro-entanglement. Those who have come in the tour, they have seen. In hydro-entangling, we dewater and through air bonding, then winding and slitting to get the correct product. We also did some theoretical work. We had a professor, Randy Breezy. He was super. And what he did is to examine 1 square millimeter area of entire web, all through thickness of the web, length and width. And then he was trying to check out how the basis weight uniformity was. In other words, how much was the grams per square meter in different area, and wanted to find out, are we producing from one end to the other, first yard to the 100th yard, 1,000th yard, same product, one width, one edge to the other. We have, as you know, spun lacing machinery is improving daily. what we obtain today is much better than what we could have bought in 2000. We have bigger width, less number of people, more high tech, less interference, and we have also more electronics. So the products that we obtain has high speed up to 150 meters per minute. The basic idea is that we produce so much productivity on that machine that it becomes cheaper, although it's a capital intensive. But it suits us. Us means United States. We can put capital, but we don't want to employ labor. I want to show you the work of Randy Breezy, and this is what is on transmitted light. This is a web of needle punch web where you can see transmitted light comes from bottom, and he can see how the web was. And web, you can see that some areas are very open and light. That means less number of fiber bundles are here and less number of bundles here, but thick bundles are here, so he can see what is going on. Here is a exaggerated picture of needle punch fabric. This is how the hole is created. This is what if we were measuring grams per square meter of fiber weight here in this hole, zero. But if it were in the vicinity, it would be much lighter than we aimed. Suppose we were talking cosmetic pads. We were aiming at 220 grams per square meter. Then this is 220, and here maybe 100 grams per square meter or better, and this is zero. What is happening that after needle punching, we moved the web to spun lacing. Spun lacing redistributes the fibers, and you can get uniformity. That is what we have obtained by moving from needle punching. And based on this work, SRRC has done excellent job of buying needle punch unit, and we did not have space to continuously run needle punch through spun lacing, so we put spun lacing somewhere else, and yet we obtain as good product because we do light needle punching. Drafting will occur, but fiber damage won't occur. We also check the frictional value of the cosmetic pads that were developed. Hydro entanglement found that the fibers that are protruding on needling, they can be smoothened out. That's why the hydro-entangled cosmetic pads are much superior. And we have also to tell you that hydro-entangling improves fiber quality and performance. Round pads that are stamped out from the tape. Generally, what is happening that we have to create a tape to put it through cosmetic pads. And that tape was sent to create the fabric here, cosmetic pad fabric, and the tape was sent to Switzerland to cut the samples. This is how it is. The tape is going through, and these are the pads that are cut off, and the pad that comes off has excellent seal. That means there is no delamination. We want to show you how thermal bonding occurs. We have, if you recall, bedsheet number 3 that had BICO. The round fiber you can see here, round, that is our BICO. And outer sheet is polyethylene, which melts at 128 degrees centigrade. Our drying temperature is 140. So we thermal bond, and fusion takes place. You can see that yellow arrow shows fusion. All these twisted fibers are cotton. We carried out two things. We did thermal bonding as well as we did bonding by hydro-entanglement. And in so doing, we have double bonded, so the fabric that we produce is highly strong. We carried out washing. Let me go back and show you how we carried out washing. We took our bed sheets, and we took 1 liter of water. What we did is simply take the sample, dip 10 times, and then wash off the any small amount of detergent and clean, and that was line dried. did not tumble dry, and then wash samples were evaluated. We simultaneously evaluated, washed the bedsheet of Martha Stewart. And these are the results. Three number spunlace bedsheet means the one that contained bicos, that is thermal bonded. Four is a bleached cotton that contained 35% of tensile. Fifth is the gray cotton, which contained 35% of tensile. And control is Martha Stewart woven mercerized bedsheet. We checked thickness, air permeability, tear strength. As we know that always non-woven fabrics have high thickness, these three spunlaced, three washed, means this spunlaced bedsheet was washed and then checked. By so doing, it fluffed up, so thickness improves, whereas in case of woven bedsheet, it remains constant. Our non-woven fabrics are always breathable because it's porous, so you can see the air permeability of our fabrics was much more than bedsheet from Martha Stewart. We measured the tear strength in MD direction. Here is the beauty, that on washing, tear strength improves. On washing, tear strength improves. Tear strength improves. Initially, it baffled us, but then we understood the mechanism. In hydro entanglement, the fibers entangle, and then they make a knot. That spunlace fabric, on washing, shrinks a little. In so doing, the knotted fabric knot is further shrunk. In so doing, it produces much superior product, and we found consistently that our product on washing improves. Whereas in case of Martha Stewart, there is a size on it, and you can see that some size is removed on washing, and some little strength is lost. However, we are pleased to report to you that our products have excellent strength and very comparable to that of bed sheets. These are premium quality. We do not want to worry, but you can see that we have got strength in the range of woven bed sheets, and that is quite good. All right, basically, I have to summarize this, that high quality cosmetic pads and limited life bed sheets were obtained. Gray cotton bed sheets are very economical. They are excellent. You can check the strength. They are strong and sturdy. And bleached cotton, we have got silky hand, and they used tensile. Summary again is the same, that incorporating man-made fiber improves the possibility we produce the product that we otherwise cannot produce with 100% cotton. Thank you, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.